All right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Evan, I know I'm stepping on some people's toes, but you can't have it both ways.
And we're 2 years into this thing.
It can't be. It's got to be either or.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can't be both. And as you just stated, this is the second year. We've seen it.
Been there. Done it.
We know what the outcomes could be. And yet, as Americans, we choose to do what we want to do. Damn the masses of the people.
The health of the country. I mean, we're in a weakened state, you know? I mean, where's this patriotic nature to keep the country strong? I don't get it.
Well, I wanted to go see my loved ones is what you hear people say.
Gotta go see that game.
I get that. All of us have loved ones. We do. But we make decisions based on, I would think, or I would assume, that we make decisions based on what's in the best interest and what the risks are. So the risk of going to Arizona to see my son over the holiday, knowing exactly what we were faced with, I'll see him when things get better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well, we didn't get a chance to see him last year. Okay, I get that. And so, well, you never know. So we're going to go anyway. And by golly, we're going to have a good time. And we're going to act like nothing happened. And we're going to eat, drink, and be merry.
Forget about it.
And that's exactly what happened in this country. Record-breaking numbers of people moving across the nation. Never mind the risk that were associated with it. Now we got to pay the price, all of us.
Literally just about to say that. The costs. I mean, it's you can't even calculate it. You can't put it down in one word.
Well, say you're a person and we knew about the people in the hospitals, the staff, the nurses, the doctors, we knew, some of us, we didn't know because we weren't there, but we read about and saw what those people went through and that they themselves, the stress that so many of them went through watching people die who didn't have to die, watching people suffer, who didn't have to suffer.
When I started this show.
It's happening all over again.
When I started here, within the first week of me working with you, Earl, you heard me say it, that we haven't felt this loss as a country yet. Million people gone, and we still have not taken the time to internalize that, you know?
Well, we haven't because the American people are selfish lot. Yeah, you know, I'm talking about you and me. We're selfish.
Yeah.
We are spoiled because we live in this nation. And so we do whatever it is we want to do. To hell with my neighbor. To hell with anybody else. I'm looking out for number one. Who do we have on the line?
We've got Mike from Madison.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
I'm doing good, Earl. I'm getting tired of being chastised for traveling as a fully vaccinated and recently boosted member of the listening audience, Earl. I mean, don't be blaming us because we went somewhere before Christmas. First of all, these numbers blew up after we planned our trip. And second of all, a week after I got back from a needed vacation, it wasn't going out west that got us all sick. But now, one by one, as my kids have gone back to school and have gotten back and seen their friends, I got a house full of COVID kids. And, you know, we got a few friends who may have COVID as well.
So, Creed, my point is that right now, there are people, and I don't know about Madison, but I know about Milwaukee, where 70,000 students, the schools are shut down because there's so many people who've come down with this virus. And yet, how do you blame a district for shutting down the district? What else is a district supposed to do?
You know what, Earl? After Christmas, we all have that sort of, I don't want to go back to work feeling, right? And you know, to hear Republicans tell it, teachers are a lazy sort. They wanted their summers off. They picked a profession they could be lazy in. Because Scott Walker's been villainizing our teachers for a decade, Earl. But here's what I would say. People just assume the worst in others because they know they've got the worst in themselves. And ultimately, Earl, you know, we're getting pinged all day long by my kids' school telling me my kids have been exposed directly to people with COVID. My kids in Middleton are in school this week. They're back in school for a second day. And as near as I can tell, both of my kids have gotten COVID over the last 5 or 6 days since we got back from traveling. We were safe around the holidays. We didn't do a big gathering, but we did travel and we did boost and we did vaccinate. And I thought that's what they told us we could do if we did our part, Earl. And I'm not saying there's not a chance that anyone can get Omicron, but if you're fully vaccinated, you're not going to die from it. Mm-hmm. You're not.
So Crudy, let me stop you there for a second, because that to me, that if you get it, you're not going to die from it, I think is where the problem is. If you get it and you don't die from it, it doesn't mean you can't spread it to somebody else.
If I have it, Earl, if I'm tested and I'm positive, but Crudy, that's you.
But how many people aren't going to do the right thing? And how many people haven't been doing the right thing?
But Earl, don't blame our listeners. Don't blame our friends that did the right thing. If they get to catch Omicron, my daughter's fully boosted. She caught Omicron.
Hey, Crudy, I'm not speaking directly to any individual. I said the entire nation. And I also said that in Milwaukee Public Schools, there's 70,000 children, and yet they are being blistered by people who, what else are they supposed to do?
Well, Earl, as to the school district, you know, Republicans and right-wing talk radio are always